Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, the site allows you to influence the stuff we will talk about on these very airwaves. You can go to freetalklive.com and create an element of our website. You submit something that you like on the internet, whether it be a news article or a blog post or video or audio or something like that. And you put a title in, you put a little description in of what it is, and then there's a link that you'll put the URL in there, and it'll be submitted to our site. And if it already exists, if somebody else has already put the same story in there, then it'll come up and let you know that. And then you can vote on if it already exists, you can vote on it. If it doesn't, it'll be created, and then other listeners can vote as to whether they like it or they dislike it. And the most popular stories will make it to the front page.
This is a case when voting might actually accomplish something.
Yeah, absolutely it will. In fact, in many cases, this is how we get the stuff we talk about on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive. Of course, there's a whole bunch of other features to the website as well. So let's continue here taking your phone calls about what you want as we launch her into the second hour of the show, going first to William in Texas. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I was calling today to wonder what was your stance and what do you think the government's role is in this oil spill, in the Gulf oil spill?
I'll field that one. You know, I think that the government is probably at least – you know, partially complicit in what happened here. To some extent, what you have happen is a mistake, and it would happen anywhere, anytime. Mistakes are going to happen. The government agency, the Minerals and, you know,
Mineral Management Service,
the MMS, they were supposed to be the watchdogs, the ones that were keeping an eye on these drilling folks to make sure that they were doing things right. Right. Of course, they weren't, because the government doesn't do that. That's just a lie that they tell people. So I believe that their complicity is, they have a large amount of complicity in this. And I tend to believe that,
Complicity.
Okay. I tend to believe that mistakes are going to happen anywhere and any time, and that, BP would still be trying to clean this up in a world where BP owned that piece of ocean that they were drilling on. They'd still have to clean up other people's oceans, and a lot of that would be going on still.
Thank you.
I've also heard, now I haven't done any research into this, so take it as a rumor, but I've heard that the government's regulations have made it harder for BP to finish up to actually do the cleanup job and to try to cap the leak. But I don't know what those regulations are, and I'm not sure exactly in what way they've interfered. But it wouldn't surprise me to discover that was true also, because it reminds me of kind of what happened after Katrina, the hurricane down south, where I absolutely do know exactly how the government got in the way there, where the government basically there was one story about a doctor who arrived on the scene in order to help with triage, and he was offering his services for free. He comes up and he's willing. There's people laying everywhere, and he's willing to go up and help them out. Whoa! You can't touch those people. You've got to go over here first and talk to these FEMA people, and you've got to fill out some paperwork, and they've got to get it in triplicate.
You've
got to
show your doctor degree.
My mom's church wanted to send a bus loaded with volunteers and supplies to Katrina, and they were all turned away and said, "No, you have to go get this federal training first before you can go and help people. And next time, maybe, go ahead and get this training." Of course, the requirements will change by then, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically it was the government saying, no, this is our job. You volunteers and charitable organizations and companies trying to donate truckloads full of bottled water.
Right.
And you're not allowed to do that. You might not do it right. We're the trained professionals. And then they screwed everything up.
Yep. So there was example after example after example of that. There was the one guy who wanted to rescue people. He was willing to go and drive around and help people get out of their homes and that kind of thing. And they stopped him. So he went and actually stole a school bus from a local, wherever they keep the school buses. He went in there and just literally stole one so he could drive around and
rescue
people.
That's awesome. That's that's what it's going to take. It's just comical to me how there's this notion that the badges and the titles and the uniforms, everyone seems to have this notion that they're magical, that the people wearing these things are more competent, that they've, you know, they've got the paperwork and all this, and so they're more competent and reliable. And accountability is what the best way to get any kind of reliability out of people. You know, if you want someone to be competent, make them accountable for their actions. And mm-hmm. the government is not.
Nope. So does that answer your question a little better?
Yes, thank you.
Anything else on your mind tonight, William?
No, that was just about it. I was just wondering, you know, what your opinion was. And I've been, you know, watching the news, but those are people who just get paid. Just say whatever. And I was just, just wondering what people thought of it. So.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the question. 800-259-9231.
I think it bears mentioning that Halliburton, the company, was thoroughly involved in that that well over there, and Halliburton is practically a subsidiary of the government. I mean, they have a huge amount of government connections, and they get all kinds of contracts. And it might have been easier for BP to get that well where it was if they employed Halliburton. You never know what kind of backroom dealings goes on. And so I think that that's a kind of an important aspect of it, too.
Speaking of this BP situation and our website and how our listeners can help influence what we talk about, I'm looking at the front page of the website, and down the page a little bit is a story called In a Truly Free Market, BP Would Be Toast. So we'll share that with you here in a little bit, continuing, though, with your phone calls for now. Mike is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Thank you. This oil dump that took place down the Gulf, I would really like to see that scrutinized as a planned disaster. I'm highly suspicious of what happened there, and I think the incidents certainly should be considered as if they did this on purpose.
Well, if they did it, it was probably the government doing it, right?
Well, I'm thinking that they involved the government. I've heard it suggested before, like with 9/11, that thereafter they were able to blackmail the government officials, threatening to expose their involvement in it.
Who is they? BP?
The people that are involved in the world actions.
You're talking about just the elites in general?
Well, these people are basically a growth out of the old British trades companies. I mean, this is pretty much stock and trade with them.
So what's your theory? What is your theory as to why if you believe that it was a setup, if you believe that it was done on purpose, what is your theory as to why?
Well, there's a number of ways of profiting from it, but just like the political...
How on earth would you profit from this?
The political actions that are going on in the Middle East right now, the thing with Palestine, the thing with this piracy that the Israelis committed in getting the government to go along with this, them being forced into it, and the threat of exposing their complicity in what happened down in the Gulf. It's like when the gang members, they initially, and as an initiation, they have to murder somebody, and that pretty much ensures their loyalty in the gang.
Did either of you understand that explanation? Because it seemed a little disjointed to me. Maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention. Did either of you understand that explanation?
I did get what he's trying to say. That
Dale, did you understand that?
Not quite.
Okay, Mark, can you break it down for me then?
Well, there's different ways to use leverage against different people, mm-hmm. And he's giving some suggestions as to how that might be. But I guess my real question is, do you think that there's been a natural disaster in the last couple of decades?
You're speaking to me?
Yeah.
Sure, there's plenty of natural disasters, but the construction practices that I've seen described and what I've looked at, if this wasn't planned, then it was like a planned failure. There was no way they should have had an expectation of this not happening, and the government's involvement in it. It's starting, they've exposed some of it, but I'm not saying it did happen, but I think it's certain the circumstances certainly warrant investigating it as such.
But the government's going to investigate it, right? I mean, isn't the government going
to investigate
it?
That's the problem, yes.
Yeah. So that there's no point in investigating if the agency that committed it is going to be the one investigating it.
I'd still like to know how you profit from it, but thank you for the call.
Insurance?
800-259-9231.
The
insurance company's going to they're going to investigate. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. Free for you. freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate a business or register a trademark. More importantly, you can create a will, a living trust, living will, those kind of things, things that everybody needs. You can have them, and you can get them very cheaply over at LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. I've done it myself. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off the already low price at LegalZoom.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here taking your phone calls. Come back to the oil spill here in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue here. Did we finish up with Mike? Mike in Georgia? I don't know. Did we take Mike?
I can't remember.
I spaced out. Mike, if you're there, hello. If not, we'll move on. Ben in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just I had two quick questions. One sort of being a self-promoting action as well as trying to get your guys' point of view. I was just wondering, I'm going to Porkfest this year. I'm excited.
Great.
I got the early bird registration. I've been pumped for a while. I'm going up with a van full of kids.
Cool.
A bunch of us were wondering, who's going to be handling security at Porkfest? How is that handled? I've been reassured by a few people that there'll be no police officers there or anywhere near there, hopefully.
Well, when you say security, I mean, you do understand this is probably going to be the safest place.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure most of the security will be right next to my tent.
Right, yeah.
Right. It's a decentralized system that we call open carry, where people will...
There was a guy with a claymore there last year.
It's a large sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a giant sword strapped to his back. I don't know how he would get out and use it. You would have to have help to get
You're not allowed to carry a claymore unless you're wearing a kilt.
Well, I hope he's there this year. I'd love to see him.
He probably will be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got a big sword like that, you might as well drag it out to events like this.
But, yeah, it's an event where people are fairly well-armed in general, whether they're openly displaying them or not so much. But truth be told, the police did ride through at least one of the nights that I saw.
I think I had heard that someone saw a police car drive through, but there really was not – there definitely was not a sense of a police presence there.
No, I didn't feel that at all, and I doubt the police would have wanted anything to do with any of us. If they know what's going on at that campground,
well, it's just not going to be an easy, it's not going to be an easy mark, is the way to put it, because they know they're going to be cameras all over the place.
Right.
Everyone around, even though Free Staters have always been incredibly peaceful, there's really, I can't think of any incident of to the contrary. They get nervous when people around them are open carrying. They like to be the only ones with guns. The cops. And I think there's just sort of a sense of just sort of being a little more cautious and not trying to get the easy mark that you typically get.
They're afraid of the wrong thing. It's our minds that's the real weapon.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
and
right.
No, I think that's what it is, because they know that it's not the guns so much as it is that they know that the activists know their rights. The activists
and the
are willing to stand up for it.
The fact that the entire
YouTube.
Scene will end up on YouTube, and if they make any mistakes, the whole world's going to see it. And so I think there's just, like, again, they're typically looking for easy marks. They're looking for the easy jobs that make it look like they're catching criminals and without actually putting themselves at much risk. You know, the tough crimes, the ones they really ought to be out fighting, the violent crimes, the rapes, the murders, the thefts, those are riskier for them. And I think it's easier to pull people over and give people tickets and arrest people for marijuana, because people that they arrest for marijuana are very rarely going to be violent. Things like that. So, and again, Porkfest is just an example of a case. It's just not an easy mark for them. So.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there was some sort of an organization. I mean, some of my friends were joking about, talking about like the Hells Angels at Woodstock and whatnot. I was just wondering if there was going to be some sort of a security organization that was going to be there that would be looking over the function, other than the clearly educatedly armed people that are already.
I'd say that's about it. I mean, if we're going to have
two-way
radios,
program, the Free State Project is a project of people who believe in decentralization. So no, we do not have a centralized security program for our decentralization.
That would be a big contradiction for me. So I'm glad to hear. I'm a member. I'm a member of the Free State Project. I hope to be up there. I live in Connecticut now. I hope to be up there around like 2012, if I'm lucky.
Oh, cool. Fantastic. Well, that's great. We'll look forward to seeing you this summer here in just a matter of weeks. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, we'll be there broadcasting live every night. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So according to BastiatInstitute.org, that's named after Frederick Bastiat, the writer of The Law, Kevin Carson writes, in a truly free market, BP would be toast. Advocates for the regulatory state are fond of complaining that things like the financial meltdown, the BP oil spill, and the like are the result of an unregulated marketplace. but it was federal loan guarantees that first made securitized mortgages into a marketable asset. And I wouldn't consider a $75 million cap on liability to be exactly laissez-faire. That's right. No matter how bad an oil spill, no matter how many billions of dollars of economic damage it causes, the company is only liable for $75 million over and above the cleanup costs. And they can probably save more than that on the bottom line by deliberately skimping on safety precautions in the first place with a perverse incentive structure, heads I win, tails I don't lose. That's exactly the kind of incentive structure that caused Ludwig von Mises to dismiss the Oscar Lange model of market socialism as simply playing at the market because the manager had nothing to lose personally. So here we are again with the corporate veil, the protection of the corporation, a creation by the government for their buddies in business. The BP organization has the protection that says, you guys can basically F a whole bunch of stuff up, and you're only liable for $75 million above the cleanup costs.
And I'd like to get this verified or not, but this is even a special deal with the government, the way they were doing this. And my understanding is they didn't own the land where they were drilling. They were leasing it from the government. Probably
it's the ocean. They
probably
can't
own
it.
Probably excellent. You know, they basically bought the rights to sit there and tap the Earth's resources from the government and turn around and just sell it. And it sounds a sweet deal if you can get in on it. You know, if you're a big fat corporation, then you can get sweet deals like that with the violent organization. It's a great way to get some fast cash. Huh?
Now, libertarian class analysis tells us that despite what idealistic liberals want to believe, creating such incentive structures is the main thing governments are about. As left-wingers like Noam Chomsky put it, the idea is to socialize risk and cost and privatize profit. And Murray Rothbard described it as our corporate state subsidizing the operating costs of big business. Now let's take a look at instead at how a free market, a real free market, in which all economic actors do business on their own nickel, as opposed to the system of corporate government collusion we've had for over 150 years, might deal with something like the British Petroleum oil spill. Now then, without a government-imposed liability cap, BP would be liable to the full value of its assets, not only for cleanup costs, but for the full amount of economic damages resulting from the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Estimates of damages to tourism and fishing center on around $5 billion.
Right.
But it could be far worse if the slick spreads far enough to affect fishing and boating for Florida's $65 billion tourism industry. Keep in mind also that we're not just talking about one-off costs this year. We're talking about big hits to fishing and tourism for years to come. We'll come back with more what would really happen in a free market to BP after this oil spill. 800-259-9231, or at least one possibility. It's Free Talk Live.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And Dale is joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. Lots of great liberty-oriented cartoons and some videos as well of Dale just kind of expounding on his thoughts about life and things.
People actually watch that stuff. Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, I've watched them. I think they're pretty good. So anarchyinyourhead.com plus the occasional essay as well. Once again, anarchyinyourhead.com to get more of Dale.
You know, the AM radio is just filled these days with offers to buy gold and all kinds of different gold companies out there. And, you know, I tried doing this at one point prior to my radio, you know, career, and I found it just dizzying, very difficult. I didn't know what to buy, how to buy it. They made all kinds of offers, numismatic coins, bullion. I didn't know what any of that stuff was. So I decided to make it easy. I compiled some coins that I believe are good for their gold value for our listeners at gold.freetalklive.com, whether you want to get precious metals as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. I think it's best to buy in lots of 20 rather than, say, one gold coin to hold on to and hoard. You should probably get 20 silver coins or something like that. That's my suggestion. Check it out at gold.freetalklive.com. If you don't have enough money to purchase, say, a roll of silver, you know, walking liberties or something like that, you can call 877-857-9938. Do the layaway plan. They have, you know, you can get a certain amount, you can get a certain amount of coins. Just go on gold.freetalklive.com, see the ones you want, put 20 of them away, and then pay on them weekly or biweekly whenever you get your paycheck. And then once they're paid off, they'll send them to you. So it's a great way to sort of budget your money and have some precious metals that you can hold on to. It's 877-857-9938 or gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 is our number. Allows you to bring up whatever you want. Right now, in the midst of something here from the Bastiat Institute that I found on the front page of our website. One of our listeners submitted this, and enough people voted on it to make it to push it up toward the top of the page. It's called, "In a Truly Free Market, BP Would Be Toast." Of course, the people that believe in government regulation want you to believe that this is a free market. They want you to think that this, what we are in today, is a free marketplace, and that it's the darn free market that is allowing these corporations to come in and destroy things. It's the free market. We need more regulation to put a stop to this. And, of course, there's plenty of regulation out there. There are all kinds of controls and laws and ordinances and things like that, hoops that these businesses need to jump through. But it's not all it's not against the businesses necessarily. In many cases, it just simply provides an illusion of being against the business when regulations actually, in point of fact, provide a very restricted marketplace for certain business owners to operate within. And in that restricted marketplace, they're allowed to operate with relative impunity, in that they are very, very much not liable for the things that they do. As was pointed out here, the story says that $75 million is the amount of liability that these companies have, the oil companies have.
But that's nothing for a company that size. Pennies. Either. Especially for what, for the damage that they did and everything, it's really
it's probably a day's profits.
Right, they're saying that it's $500 million is.
I think this is probably a. It sounds like it's a great article that's going to talk about the actual ramifications that would take place were we in a free market. But I would even go further and say that this likely wouldn't happen, or would be a lot less likely to happen in a free market too, because of the liability issues mm-hmm. and things like that, and because they wouldn't have all this protection and stuff. They would be a lot more concerned about the repercussions. If in a free market.
Right. I still think there's going to be mistakes, and it's difficult to say sure. there'll be more mistakes or fewer mistakes. Although I believe what you're saying, Dale, I don't disagree. I think you have to prepare people mentally for the idea that there will be mistakes.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
In a world where
it's
there
just,
are
it gets better over time because yeah. people learn from them.
But yeah. I agree with Dale, because in this situation today that we're in, they know there's very limited liability, and so they act accordingly. And if they know that they will be fully liable for what they do, they will act accordingly. And so here we go. So he points out that in a true free market, which we don't have, in a true free market, they would be fully responsible for all of the damage that doesn't just result from the actual. When I say damage, I don't mean just the polluted property. Also, the economic damage. So the tourism hit that these areas, the beach areas that are affected, might take. The fishing industry, as he points out here.
In a truly free market where people are responsible for what their actions are, where companies would be responsible, and I don't know how the responsibilities would meet out. I don't think they would all go to the top guy. I think that the people that were responsible for certain actions along the way would be responsible too. But it may be that insurance companies that would insure these oil rigs would say it's too dangerous for you to drill in the Gulf. It mm-hmm. They may well say that.
They may not have gone out there in the first place had the regulations not pushed
indeed.
Them there.
They might go to considerable extra expense to try and drill in a safer way. And it might be economically more viable to do it that way.
If you took the amount of government money that goes into oil research and subsidizing oil companies, already you would have a higher cost per gallon of gasoline. That would put things like power, wind power and solar power, on a more equal footing. We wouldn't be forced to subsidize these things, although we're being forced to subsidize them both now, which is just silly. So, the marketplace would be completely different in a free market.
There would be some real competing energy sources, I think, and I think you're absolutely right about that. But let's talk about the liabilities here. So it's $5 billion estimated to damage to tourism and the fishing business there in the Gulf, and it could be far, far more than that. Of course, keep in mind, says Kevin Carson, that we're not just talking about one-off costs. We're also talking about big hits to fishing and tourism for years to come, especially as the movement of toxic chemicals up the food chain may make Gulf seafood inedible for generations. It's not just a one-year loss of income from 130,000 fishing jobs, but possibly an end to these people's careers. There are also possible indirect effects of the loss of wetlands if the loss of wetlands increases coastal areas' vulnerability to hurricanes. And that's not even taking into account the possibility of criminal negligence by BP executives who apparently rivaled Massey Energy's Don Blankenship in cutting corners for just about every conceivable kind of safety measure and the cleaning out of their personal assets by angry juries. And remember, we're talking about liability in addition to cleanup costs, which were $3.8 billion for the less severe Exxon Valdez spill back in 1989. These cumulative damages stack up pretty tall against BP's total equity, which was around $100 billion, at least before its stock took a hit in the last month or so. So, absent a liability cap, as the flood of individual and class action lawsuits ate up the company's equity, the market pressure for holding robust liability insurance for damages of up to tens of billions of dollars would be a well-nigh non-negotiable prerequisite for economic viability in the industry. And let's face it, after what happened with BP in a legal regime with no limits to liability short of total liquidation of a corporation's assets, insurers will have a pretty significant interest in making sure policyholders don't bankrupt them. So what he's saying there is that these companies are going to want the insurance because it's a tremendous risk. Because they will be held personally liable. The assets of the company will be on the line, and they themselves will be held personally liable. So they would want that insurance, and in order to deal out insurance on such a risky operation, that insurance company, you better believe, is going to be in there with all kinds of restrictions and inspections and mandates and
right.
safety precautions.
In the absence of a government inspection, obviously it's going to be the insurance company that's going to have to do these inspections. So the insurance company isn't just going to write them like it happens now. And it does happen this way. The insurance company just writes a policy. Why? Because there's government regulators there capping the liability. So, well, this is just a policy for $75 million. Big, fat, hairy deal for a company like BP. That, you know, they pay their insurance company. Their insurance company covers it or whatever. If BP may very well pay that out of their pocket, I don't know. But in a free market, the insurance company would be liable for wherever it went. If it was $1 billion, $2 billion, incredible. Was it 75 million? 75 billion. I got confused.
75 million was a limit on anything over the cleanup cost.
So, you know, it could go anywhere, and the insurance company's going to want to protect itself.
But a skeptic would say, well, but there was already the regulations from the federal government. Why would you believe the insurance company would be better? There's a little bit of a – they're going to address that here in a moment. We'll come back with more, and you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show to get on more radio stations around the country, around the world, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can get signed up and you get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines or forum or the amp-only podcast. Go and get all the details and get on board for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. And by the way, we did launch the brand new AMP sign-up system. It allows you to administer your own account. You no longer have to email me whenever you need a credit card number updated or something like that. It is a much more secure method of and easy to use, more user-friendly method. And we're still ironing some bugs out, so you may be a guinea pig, but it looks like it's working fairly well so far. amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and to learn more. So just a few more thoughts here from the Bastiat Institute's Kevin Carson. He's talking about what would happen to BP had this oil spill happened in a free market, a truly free market, absent all this governmental coercion. What would happen? Because some people would have you believe that, well, in a free market, it would be crazy.
It'd be a disaster. This would be happening every week.
But as Dale has pointed out, it's very unlikely that it is less likely that something like this would have happened, because in the free marketplace, they would be fully liable for their actions. Today, the corporation, which is a file folder, it's a legal fiction, it's a concept that lawyers came up with to protect their buddies in industry. The corporation protects them from full liability. They have a $75 million liability on top of the cleanup costs, whereas the true liability should be in the billions of dollars, because a lot of people's businesses are being harmed, tourism is being harmed, all kinds of people are suffering economically because of this BP accident. And in the free marketplace, as Carson points out, they would be fully liable for every single dollar of that now and what comes down the line, years down the line, because it's not just instant. The fallout from this is not just instantaneous. It's going to be damaging to some people's businesses and careers for a long time. And so not only would they be fully liable, but knowing that, they would want to insure themselves. That way they wouldn't have to necessarily cover all of those costs themselves if an accident.
That's what insurance is for.
But in order to get that insurance, they would have to really get their stuff together. They would really have some serious insurance requirements in order to get the insurance in the first place. Because no insurance company is going to go out and insure some creaky old oil derrick. They're going to want to make sure that they know exactly what they're getting into and that their risks have been assessed and that it's a good risk. So the insurance companies would provide a higher level of standards because knowing they would be insuring this company to the full value of the damages would mean they would take it pretty seriously, unlike the federal government, who was providing the regulation before. In our current situation, the federal government is providing the rules. They're providing the inspectors, and that's not good enough. And here's why. As Carson points out, what passed for federal regulations were ineffectual because, among other things, it's not the federal government's own money that's at risk. Things get downright chummy between regulators and the regulated. Inspectors sleeping with executives and snorting crystal meth off toaster ovens is what you call public-private partnership, I guess. Seriously, he says, when Congress and the White House are packed with people who all got millions of dollars in campaign contributions from all sorts of regulated industries, and most of the political appointees and regulatory bodies are former directors and vice presidents of corporations in the regulated industries, how tough do you think that regulation's going to be? Last I heard, brown pelicans don't contribute much to campaign funds. But if relations between regulators and regulated aren't really all that adversarial, you know what is adversarial? Relations between insurers and the insured. Insurance companies are notorious for not liking to pay claims and for taking an adversarial view of policyholders who make them, especially when slipshod safety measures mean multi-billion dollar payouts from the insurance company's own funds. And the adversarial relationship is likely to entail things like actual inspections. Remember we told you the story here a couple weeks ago about how the federal government's inspectors, yeah, they come by whenever they felt like it. They had a certain schedule that they were supposed to be doing, but they didn't do it. And, you know, it's no big deal. There's not going to be any kind of punishment for them for not going out and actually doing the inspections they were supposed to do. And when they actually did go out, they'd spend 2 hours on a massive oil derrick and eyeball a few things. And then, like they're saying, here, go snort some meth with their buddies on the oil derrick. So back to the story here, especially when the slipshod safety measures mean a multi-billion dollar payout, the adversarial relationship is like to entail actual inspections to make sure the fail-safe devices work, maybe requiring relief wells as a standard precaution, things like that. Insurance companies take the kind of adversarial attitude toward the insured that liberals only wish government regulators took toward the regulated industries.
But that's the truth, you know, and they somehow or another, on Facebook, I've got a variety of people out there, and I see some friends of mine boycott BP, as if boycotting BP is going to do anything. One thing, it's not. It's simply not. And I actually explained it to them, and they don't have any other solution, so they keep on saying boycott BP. Understand.
And eliminating the state certainly isn't one of their possibilities.
Oh, I don't know with this guy, but we haven't gotten that far in that conversation.
I see.
But, you know, what is boycotting BP going to do? They're just going to go into research and wholesale of oil, if that's the case. I mean, the government's got them protected from liability to a great deal with their laws.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was the government that did it, and likely Halliburton was thoroughly involved. The government, was the regulatory body overseeing them. So this is a governmental issue,
right,
as
so
much
punish,
as it is a mistake made by a company.
So punish the operators that are selling the gas. I mean, that's what you're talking about, right? The guys that are making a penny per gallon trying to sell you gas and a pack of cigarettes.
They want to sell you the cigarettes and the candy bar on the inside.
So, and I like how he points out that insurance companies take the kind of adversarial attitude toward the insured that liberals only wish government regulators took toward regulated industries. You can get people that support the government to admit that it's not good enough. You know, the government is clearly not doing enough. They need to do more, right?
This never has done enough, and it never will do enough, unfortunately.
It's a common viewpoint that, you know, well, if we just elect the right people, and then they could, appoint the right people. Okay, yeah, I admit that there's regulatory capture, which is where the people that are in the industry come into the regulatory boards, and they create the rules, and
But we could pass a law against that. That wouldn't happen anymore.
But if we just elect Barack Obama, then he'll change all that. Well, did he? No, he didn't. And the idea that you could ever change that situation with some sort of a top-down, we'll just elect the right person and that will change everything is such a fantasy.
It absolutely is.
It ignores the incentives.
These same people want to see union jobs protected. Well, what do you think these government regulators that were doing the crank off the toaster oven and sleeping with executives and things like that, what do you think they are but government unionized employees? You'll never be able to get rid of them. The problem isn't the politicians. The problem's half the politicians. The other half's the bureaucrats. You can't even do anything about them. You could change every politician in Washington, D.C. You'd still have the bureaucrats. Sorry, the government isn't even run by the politicians. It's run by the bureaucrats.
Yeah. Whoever's in there is getting bought by these companies. I mean, if you look at them, the companies donate to both sides, right. almost eat down the middle. Like they contribute pretty to much. Republican or Democrat. They don't care who wins.
Everybody's got their price. Everybody's got their price. That's the bottom line. The person you're talking to that's outraged about the Gulf getting dumped into, ask them, what is their price? Would they have overlooked inspections? If they were the guy, would they have overlooked it? If for $100,000 a year, would they have overlooked for $1 million a year? So this is they'll have to admit at some point, yeah, I'd live in Costa Rica like a king for the rest of my life if I just looked the other way one time, sure. And that's the issue.
Well, okay, but even if you came across somebody who would be dishonest with you and say, I wouldn't even take $20 million. Well, I wouldn't even take $200 million. It's so important to me that I would be the best regulator ever. Oh, yeah? Well, what about the other guys? Right, because the idea.
So, do you think other people would do it, and do you think that somehow the government can keep them out?
Yeah, the idea that even if you elected that one guy who was impenetrable, you could not break him. You could not.
Oh yes, you could. You would be the government, and you would get his butt run out on a rail because the rest of them are willing to take the bribes. They don't want anything to do with some guy like that.
Some guy like that will
either get fired and never work for the government again, or he'll spend the rest of his life in prison.
And a picture of the guy, too, I'm sure this happens. The guy's in there, and he's like, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to be principled about this. And he is being principled, but you know, no one else is, and so he isn't really making a difference. Right. And how long do you think that's going to last? He's like, well, you know, I'm not accomplishing anything. Yeah, it's like I'm not accomplishing anything like I wanted to. There's no hope of me doing it, and so I may as well be happy.
Might as well send my kids to college and retire, sweet, sweet pension, etc. But yeah, you're right, Mark. That's an interesting point. I wouldn't have thought to make that one, that essentially if they were really too goody-goody, they'd be on the outs. All right, so hour number three is on the way. You can bring up what you want. Your call's next, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits. Plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.